The kingdom of heaven is like a net. We have had multiple parables about the kingdom of heaven. We see seed that is sown on different types of soil that produce different types of fruit. Some none at all, and others varying. We have seen parables of the kingdom of heaven, like the one that sows good seed, and then an enemy that sows evil seed. It's funny, my imagination went somewhere. Today's parable, the kingdom of heaven is like a net. And what's interesting is that that net collects both the good and the bad. Just like we see in a field of the seed sown by God, the seed sown by the enemy. Just as we see the difference of fruit. It makes me ponder the question, how can there be bad fish in the net of the kingdom of God? What is our response to be? And in my pondering on that, it seems that it comes to the conclusion of, why are we entering the kingdom of heaven? Why are we entering into it? There are many reasons why someone might enter into the kingdom of heaven. One, to avoid suffering in life. Well, you know, if I do what I'm supposed to do, then my life is going to be good and there'll be no suffering, no pain, no difficulty. But the point is they're entering in with that disposition of heart. Entering on to the kingdom of heaven for the wrong reason. Entering into the kingdom of heaven, then, you know, we enter into the kingdom of heaven in order to know God, to be known by Him, and to know who we are. And then in that identity, to respond, to act, to move, to live. And to live in redemption, to live in reconciliation, to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, to live this new life in the midst of a world that still remains broken, incapable, lacking. But to live in this new sense of freedom and reconciliation. This is important, my brothers and sisters, because, you know, the kingdom of heaven, people entering in, turning religion into a kind of a commerce. I do this, God gives me this. I do that, God gives me this. Or entering into the kingdom of heaven so as to be able to manipulate God and to get what I want. There is a very distinct purpose for the kingdom of heaven. And I would assume that, you know, we have grace for conversion, but not everybody responds to that grace. Jesus wants to speak truth into all of our lives, but it doesn't mean that we accept that truth. So the kingdom of heaven gathers many. And it's not that human beings are evil, but so often the invitation for new life and to come to truth, to die to self, to let go of one's pride, to receive redemption as a gift, and then to live in accordance with it. These are my ponderings about this net and why there is even a need to sort it at the end. We all can enter into the kingdom of heaven for the wrong reasons, my brothers and sisters. God desires the kingdom of heaven to be manifest in your life for you to be redeemed, to be set free, to know who God is, so that you can love him and be loved by him, to know yourself, and to know how to live in this world. Everything above and beyond that, you know, it's like you're rolling the dice. We don't know from day to day how the world will be, but we do know God's faithfulness and his love. So enter in, allow yourself to be changed and transformed by the invitation of new life in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.